Good morning. If you pray with me, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I started working on this sermon 2 weeks ago. I continued working on this sermon. I looked at 4 or 5 different angles on it. I looked at the opening part of the scripture where Jesus is calming the disciples down. I looked at, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And then finally, I sort of settled on the last verses 12 through 14. So today's gospel is from the night of the Last Supper. It's part of Jesus' final discourse with the disciples before his arrest and his eventual death. So since Lent, we have reflected on Jesus' ministry and the preparation of these disciples to spread the word throughout the world. We can only imagine the emotions, the distress, the frustration that the disciples must have gone through when Jesus tells them that one among them sitting there that night was going to betray him. And when he told Peter, the rock, that he would deny Jesus 3 times. If there's one question I think I would have had if I would have been in that room, now what are we supposed to do now? What in the world are we supposed to do now? Frustration, uncertainty. So in verses 12 and 13 and 14, Jesus answers by empowering the disciples and us. Basically, Jesus' followers will. 1, they will do the works that Jesus did while he was on the earth. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do. So what works did Jesus do? This list is quite long, so bear with me. He healed. He taught. He included outcasts, women, Gentiles, Jews, Samaritans, even tax collectors. He loved all people. He was compassionate and showed mercy. He led people. He prayed for people. He encouraged people. He challenged us to live as God's chosen people. He was a radical who rebuked hypocrisy and hypocrites. He spoke out against the treatment of the poor, the orphaned, the widowers, the widows, and any others that were distressed. And he did all these works and more, and did so as one of us, incarnate, became flesh and human. We've got some pretty big shoes to fill here if we're going to do the works that he did. Followers of Jesus will also, 2, do even greater works than Jesus did. And in fact, we'll do greater works than these because I am going to the Father. Greater works than Jesus? At first glance, we think there's no way we can do greater works than Jesus. Probably we move to the miracles, the raising of Lazarus, the turning of water into wine, the healing of the leper, many more miracles, the loaves and the fish. So how in the world can we do works greater than Jesus? Think that Jesus really didn't mean that his followers would do greater works in the volume of quality, because only God can do what God can do. We cannot, as humans, do what God can do. So on earth, Jesus himself was limited and confined to geography and time, a very small area and 2.5 to 3 years of ministry. But it is in that time that the Holy Spirit dwelled in him. And now he is passing that Holy Spirit to his disciples, so that his disciples, and then down the line us, would be blessed and would be given the tools to go out into the wider world and do the works that Jesus did quantity-wise. We have all of our lives, not just 3 years, to do that. And last, Jesus' followers will, 3, pray and receive direction and power for doing the works of Jesus. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. Why prayer? Well, through prayer, God opens up our hearts for all the possibilities. Through prayer, God awakens us to our task. And through prayer, we find the motivation to do what He has called us to do. This is the promise that we can ask God for anything, and we will receive it from God. But there are conditions to our asking. We can't ask for anything selfishly. We can't expect God to give us something that is a selfish need or a want. Not a need, a want, truly. It is just a want. We can't expect God to be like a grand vending machine that we can just go up and punch buttons and poof, what we want comes out. As we continue to move through our current health crisis and the problems it creates for us daily, Jennifer and I have been talking about this for the last couple of weeks in our conversations about how things have impacted our lives. I'm a little bit more tired when I get home. The different nature of what we're doing. Fortunately, in my family, myself, my wife, and my two daughters have all been considered essential employees. Sarah Grace as an EMT, Mary as an editor with WLOS-TV in Asheville, and Jennifer and myself working for the school system. So we've been blessed and fortunate, but not everybody has been in that same boat. We haven't had to make the same adjustments that many people have had to make. In fact, just last night, I was talking with my wife, and I said, if somebody were actually watching me over the past 2 months, they would say, you are the most boring person I have ever seen in my life. Because there haven't been that many adjustments. The biggest concern that Jennifer and I have had was, where's the beef? Fortunately, we had our stockpile of toilet paper already. Thank you, Amazon. But our lives haven't really changed that much. And I feel guilty about that. Yes, I've been inconvenienced. I don't get to see the students. I don't get to do discipline. I don't have to worry about loading the buses every morning and afternoon, or unloading the buses in the morning and loading them in the afternoon. I don't have to worry about going to sporting events. And I enjoy those, but I haven't been inconvenienced that much. So as I look back, I think, what works have I done to help? More importantly, what can I do to help? My level of guilt kicks in, knowing that I've missed many opportunities to do works that Jesus would have me do. Many of you may feel the same way. So, where do we start? What works is God leading us to do, and where do we do them? The Holy Spirit is empowering believers to carry out His works around the world. Today, across the world, believers like us are doing the works of Jesus, They're living out the presence of Christ in our world. So how do we do works? Greater works that Jesus speaks of? I think we have to take time and look at the world around us and respond, as our mission statement says, in loving action to a needy world. We can pray for wisdom, compassion, and willingness to do God's works. God is at work in our ordinary lives every day. We can ask Him to guide us and seek out opportunity to do those good works. We can continue to do the works of our church within our community. And while it is important for us to do so through the church, that's not the only place that we can do God's work. We can go out into the communities. We can help people with shopping. We can help people by continuing to be there for them, picking up the phone, communicating to those that have very little family and very few friends around. We can think about the forgotten. We can think about those that need us in this important time. In response, we can also explore other areas where we can express God's works in practical ways. Feeding and clothing others. As I mentioned, talking to people. It's one of those things. What's one of the first punishments or consequences that we give kids in elementary school if they misbehave? Silent lunch. Tell a 7-year-old they're not going to be able to talk for 25 minutes. That's like a life sentence in prison. Those are people that we need to seek out, those that they have little voice and they may be struggling right now. We can pray and support those who are first responders. We can pray and support graduating seniors from high school and college as they move into the next phases of their lives without the traditional graduation ceremonies, without the traditional recognition, especially of their peers. And we can pray without ceasing for our country and the world. In closing, let us ask God to show us what He wants us to do. He'll not only show us, but He will empower us with the resources to fulfill His mission. And may we ever continue to make God's work our hands ring true. Amen.